The Taliban's rapid takeover of Afghanistan last week sent shockwaves through Western capitals, including London. The United Kingdom has been a staunch American ally in Afghanistan. Some British soldiers who served there, including members of the British Parliament, were angered by the American pullout and struck by the speed of the Afghan army's collapse. Here's Tom Tugendhat, a member of Parliament in the Conservative Party who served in Helmand Province.
Mr. Speaker, this is what defeat looks like. It's when you no longer have the choice as to how to help. This doesn't need to be defeat, but at the moment, damn well feels like it.
For more, we turn to NPR's London correspondent, Frank Langfitt. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Celeste.
So, Frank, British soldiers fought side by side with Americans in Afghanistan almost from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
How is this going over in the UK?
Not well. I mean, across the board, I think we see from the public, if you look at some recent polling, it shows that more Britons oppose the withdrawal than support it, and particularly that hardened when it became clear that the Taliban would be taking over the whole country, or most, I should say, most of the country. And most here also say the war, which cost more than 450 British military and civilian lives, didn't really achieve anything. Now, you look at public figures, they've been critical too. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair, he called the U.S. withdrawal tragic, dangerous, and unnecessary, and said it was based on what he called an imbecilic slogan. Those are very strong words for a former prime minister. He's talking about President Biden's pledge to end the forever wars, and then Blair went even further.
But it's not just about the Afghan people. It's about us and our security, because you've now got this group back in charge of Afghanistan. They will give protection and succor to Al-Qaeda. You've got ISIS already in the country trying to operate at the same time. You look around the world, and the only people really cheering this decision are the people hostile to Western interests.
Although for Tony Blair, he would obviously be at least partly influenced by a need to make his decision to go into Afghanistan worthwhile, right?
Absolutely.
And British combat troops left the country more than 7 years ago. So what is Boris Johnson, the current prime minister, what is he saying about this?
Well, right now, the British are trying to fly out as many people as they can out of the airport in Kabul before the Americans' planned pullout, which is around August 31st. At a G7 meeting tomorrow, Johnson says he's going to press Biden to extend that U.S. military at the airport beyond the 31st, which the White House is already appears to be considering. Now, Johnson's what he's been saying is he's sort of suggested the defeat of Afghan forces was inevitable, and he's downplayed Britain's recent involvement, like you were pointing out, in the country. This is what he told a recent press conference.
We've known for a long time that this was the way things were going. And as I said before, this is a mission whose military component really ended for the UK in 2014.
And I wonder, Frank, how this might affect future requests by either nation to get involved in military actions, right? I mean, the UK and the US have been close allies for a long time. They often support each other even militarily. Could that change?
I don't know that it could change, but there is real anger here. And this isn't the first time that certainly, I guess, British citizens to some degree feel burned. The Iraq war is very bitterly felt here. It really has damaged Tony Blair's reputation, almost probably irreparably. That's by the view of many Britons here. And I think it's also at the official level, I think there's a sense of helplessness. You know, the United Kingdom has always been the junior partner in what is called the special relationship. This relationship that goes back to World War II, fighting wars together, being very close, you know, allies, shared language, shared political system. But the UK hates when the US emphasizes that it doesn't have that much power, and by making these sort of unilateral decisions. That said, Celeste, you know, when you think about post-Brexit Britain, the country needs friends, need a free trade deal from the U.S., doesn't have another partner anywhere nearly as powerful, for sure. And so I think while there's bitterness here and there's wariness, it's not expected to have a lasting impact on the overall relationship.
Although you mentioned Brexit, that has obviously caused a lot of political chaos in Britain. But Brexit is also based on this divide among the populace, right? Those who want to be engaged with the broader world and those who don't. And it would seem to me that this argument over what's happening or debate over what's happening in Afghanistan and getting people out of Afghanistan, that might also be feeding into that Brexit debate.
Yeah, I think that people do want, there's a lot of support actually for bringing in refugees, even though there was a lot of, obviously the majority of the country voted to leave the European Union, there is support for bringing in Afghan refugees. And I think that what's interesting there, Celeste, is that British people, the people who supported Brexit, they wanted more control over their laws and things along those lines and borders. But when it comes to humanitarian issues, which is the way that they would view this, they actually are, I think, can be quite open. And so I think that there's a division there. And I think also British people feel like we did commit to the Afghan people and they need our help and they feel badly. I think many feel badly that they, you know, the British military feels like it's leaving people there high and dry.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Great to talk, Celeste.
That's Frank Langfitt, NPR's London correspondent.